You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com. Hey everyone, welcome to KoopaCast number 89, Mitomo, myself, and I. I'm your host as always, Matt, the multimedia manager of PNM and PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. I am joined by two other people today. I'm joined by writer Trevor Gould.
Hi everyone, thanks for watching and or listening.
And contributor Harrison Milfeld.
Hey everybody, nice to have the KoopaCast back after a short little break.
Oh, yes. I am glad to be back. And I'm sorry we didn't have a KoopaCast. I know I said we were writing the magazine, but really we're all on Mitomo, right?
Yeah. It's fun. It's draining my battery, and a lot of it's basically me pressing accept friend, accept friend, accept friend.
Oh, somebody's
popular. It is a battery drainer, isn't it? I noticed that. Even when I have it plugged in, it's like it keeps dropping down.
Yeah, it's especially worse for me because thing is, this phone right here is an iPhone 4. I've had it since 2010. And you're all wondering why I haven't upgraded yet. It's because, one, I'm very cheap, and two, I'm the type of person with electronics where it's like, until it dies, then I'll get something new, but honestly, I do need a new one because it's really, really slow on this thing.
That's fine. I'm like half that. I've got the new technology, but I got the old OS because I just don't trust the new one.
Yeah, it's kind of like those people who are forced to upgrade to Windows 10 right now. They're just not feeling it.
Yeah, I feel really bad for that. That's a really terrible thing. You shouldn't have to force upgrades on people.
I keep ignoring the pop-up. It keeps popping up, upgrade, and I'm afraid one of these days I'm accidentally going to click, oh, okay.
Once you click on it and it starts downloading, you're going to be like Kylo Ren in The Force Awakens where he destroys the terminals and stuff.
He'll only do it himself because what is he going to do? Go out and buy another computer? That's also going to have Windows 10 on it.
He doesn't have to pay for it. The Empire does. Yeah. Or the First Order, to be exact.
Oh, Trevor's part of the Empire?
I think I spoke too much.
You know nothing.
Right.
For those just listening, I'm doing my Jedi wave, or Sith Lord wave, I guess.
I'll add a sound effect to the audio production. That way nobody feels left out.
There you go.
But, yeah, anyway, back to Mitomo, because, you know, we're a Nintendo podcast, so we should talk about Nintendo things.
Yeah, what are we? This is the quickest we've ever gotten off track, I think. Less than 5 minutes.
A new record! Anyway, so, Trevor, you were talking a little bit more about, Mitomo and just kind of, what you thought about it?
Yeah, it's interesting. When it was first announced, I was fairly indifferent about it, and when it first launched, I truthfully wasn't in a hurry to download it. I sort of did it mainly peer pressure because I saw most of the PN staff and a lot of my Twitter acquaintances had it, so I'm like, I gotta at least get a feel for it so I'm informed. And I've ended up spending more time on it than I anticipated. In terms of long-term potential, I have, some questions, but at least initially, I think it's been, I think it's been good. I'm learning, more about, I guess mainly like followers on Twitter accounts, and obviously the staff. I've known you guys better, but just learning fun little tidbits, little quirks about our personalities. It's interesting. I've enjoyed it more than I thought.
I've gotten about a similar vibe, I guess. Like I can't really think like, yeah, there's too much long-term, usage in this. Like I'm already finding myself kind of waning down a little bit on the Miitomo. And like in the beginning, I was on there for like 2, 3 hours answering questions, trying to get the Mii to ask me more questions so I can answer them. And now I kind of get on there and I'm like, ah. Oh, have to go through all this again?
It's a daily grind in terms of like activities you have to do onto it, and I don't know, with like the 2 weeks already with this game being on the iOS, like, well, internationally right now, is that I've gone. The way I can actually best explain it, and just, well, my thoughts after spending time with it, is that it has that Nintendo charm, but in terms of basically as far as a game, it's more of a social experiment, essentially, or a social media, basically, a platform almost. And judging basically by the use of the Miis, which, by the way, I mean, even in the beginning when it was first announced, I thought that was a viable enough IP, or if you want to call the Miis an IP, that was able to, launch Nintendo's first foray into like mobile gaming. But all I'm 2 weeks afterward though that they're using this, and I like the questions that basically my Mii and that that everybody would be asking me, and plus the Mii photo option on there, I feel like it's very great, especially for even kids who use, kids younger than way younger than us that use like Instagram or any of these other social media apps that involve like photography. Just the poses that you can put your Miis into, whatever. I mean, that itself is worth just checking out to it. It's just I'm losing a bit of the grind of the game of Miitomo right now. I mean, even though I will say that this is a, yeah, it has that bit of Nintendo magic to it, even though there should be some tweaks to it, but so far all I'm just using it right now is just like, all right, let's check my My Nintendo missions. All right, make sure I get these answers, get that, and I'm done for the day. It's essentially become that, and I feel like if it wasn't centered around, well, part of the reason why, if that little feature wasn't there, I probably wouldn't even give a second thought to this app. I know that sounds harsh, but that's just, what I feel at this moment. And but I am very interested to see what else Nintendo and DNA is actually has, in the oven at this moment.
And let's all be honest. We're all in it for the coins at this point, right?
Yes. Much
It's
like.
funny you say that. We have a certain pure Nintendo staffer. I'm not going to name him, but I noticed a lot of his comments are, "I'm just here for the coins."
His name rhymes with Mames.
but
Just here for the
see,
coins.
you're making me chuckle enough. But yeah, to go along with what you guys were saying, like I've noticed, on my friends list, there's some who were commenting frequently, some not so much, but as the days have gone by, people who used to comment frequently, the comments are getting less. Sometimes I'll check a room and there's nothing new, which suggests to me, after the initial excitement, it's kind of tapered off. I find myself skipping a lot of questions just because, maybe they're not interesting to me or applicable, or sometimes I just try to think of something funny to say in reply and I can't think of anything, but or a question's redundant. For whatever reason, I think there's got to be something more other than new outfits in the shop. Like I know today they're like, oh, there's new rewards, and it was like, what, a bee outfit and some hat or something.
No, it was a Famicom hoodie.
But these little digital, awards are,
You know,
interesting.
You know that Famicom Hoodie is going to have at least quite a blip on terms of like revenue for Nintendo, where it's like, oh, I can get a Famicom Hoodie? Just click, click, click.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
You
surprised.
know,
I haven't seen a single
I
Famicom
think
hoodie. I'm shocked. I thought everybody would have had it by now.
I do
I
not because
think I'd rather see more like, was it the Twilight Princess Picross? You know, I'd rather see more like game type rewards that we can use, like Miitomo
WarioWare Touch
coins
is a
that
nice
we.
show. So WarioWare Touch is a nice reward, though. I mean, especially on the 3DS.
That's true. I mean, I think the rewards are going to get more fleshed out the farther we go into this. And of course, this is
Didn't
just.
they say that we would? There's the possibility for physical awards, because I did hear something Bill Trennan, he tweeted out the day of Miitomo's release that he hinted at it. And the thing is with the, I know I'm getting a little more off track with my Nintendo, but I'll say this quickly. But I noticed on the missions when you get the gold coins that it's just only for digital. And I understand if you want to put a system in place, you want to give more incentive to buy digital, but it makes me think, is there a chance for like, hey, if I buy a physical copy, I could still get coins, but maybe not as much as say a digital game, you know, because there is an option where you can put in a code in. Because when Miitomo launched and My Nintendo launched as well the same day, I got an email from Nintendo about saying, hey, since you were a longtime Club Nintendo user, here's free 300 coins. So there's that.
I don't think you are off track, because I think Miitomo and My Nintendo are really, you know, linked. There seems to be quite the focus on driving people to Miitomo with My Nintendo rewards as the carrot on the stick, so to speak. But I would hope eventually they do that. Otherwise, My Nintendo is going to be a step backwards from Club Nintendo, which, you know, when Club Nintendo ceased and My Nintendo, you know, finally began, they were promising, you know, something new or something better. It would be counterproductive for them to take a step backwards and focus it only on digital. I can understand that initially, especially, you know, like we were saying with Miitomo, they want you to check in daily and, you know, tell your friends about it. They want you to link your social media accounts, have face to face, have friends join face to face as well. But I would think at some point they really have to introduce some kind of physical element, or both My Miitomo and My Nintendo may just kind of, you know, slowly fade.
Well, I will say, My Nintendo is already a vast, well, a hugely huge improvement over Club Nintendo. You know why? It's because first day it launched, the servers didn't crash. It seemed like after 10 or 20 people were using the site, so that at least is a small victory.
Well, that's a fair point.
But I'm trying to think of any other things that started Miitomo right now. I mean, I will admit, though, I have not tried almost everything out in that. I haven't technically bought clothing. I know that sounds very weird out of context. Like, I haven't bought clothing. Wow.
Like bought it with the Miitomo coins or like bought with like physical currency?
Physical currency. I have not done that. I've done that with the Miitomo coins. It's just I haven't done that. I have a lot of coins on there. It just I've done that. I haven't done Miitomo drop, which took me a while to find, by the way, because I was like, where is this exactly? Other than that, it's I haven't really explored every nook and cranny to whatever, but I mean, like Trevor mentioned, the questions that you were asked from fellow me's, yeah, they do get redundant, but and I do tend to actually say something funny in hopes of getting comments, you know, that's it. I mean, probably the best one I got was this was a very strange question, for instance. It's like you and your best friend are fighting over the same girl. How do you what do you do? And I just put it in settle it and smash. It sounded the right way, you know, and that's the only way.
Wait, shoot, who said that first? Because I think I wrote the same thing.
Oh, you want me to check my
Well, it
time
says
sample?
Oh, no, wait, I
it
wrote
says
right.
the date that you put it in the time, so you can find out.
Wait, I think I put rock, paper, scissors for that answer. I did settle and smash for some other reason, but I can't remember what.
I think I put beat him with a sack of Valencia oranges.
Yeah.
which is a Family Guy quote. I've done a lot of quotes from pop culture, music, or TV shows, things like that, and that kind of gives me a gauge of like who, if people get it. Oh, we have a similar taste in TV or music,
Or we're
which
of
is cool.
similar
But
oldness.
we're
and of
oldness,
course,
what?
you want to get people to heart your answer, to comment on your answer, because that's how you get, that's how you get coins. That's your missions. Get whatever, 5 hearts or 10 comments or whatever it is. So, if you just give one word boring answers, people aren't as inclined to interact, and then you won't get as many coins. So, yeah, I think
Well,
it's good to be funny.
it is. And when you mentioned Star's boring answers, I think there's nothing more boring when they ask you, "What's your favorite type of bread?" Wow, that's like, it's just wheat. That's it. It doesn't get more boring than that.
You say that, but Nylik's wheat comment garnered her like 29 comments. Wow.
Well, I'm sure she probably linked her Twitter account. She's got over 3,000 followers, so I'm sure, that's probably how, just by sheer volume, even if you get, half a percent of that or whatever, it's going to be a lot. So
I guess that's true, but I don't know. I mean, that's not everything. I think Harrison's got the top spot for a topic with the most comments, though, with his like 45 comment cat hate conversation.
oh yes, that thing. What was the question? Oh yeah, I was like, what's the best thing about cats? And here's the thing, though. I have a love-hate relationship with cats. I had a roommate that used to have a cat, and I just hated it because it just was not. Yeah, I'm just glad he got rid of it, whatever, or put it to adoption shelter. And my answer to what's the best thing about cats was, well, they basically take care of themselves. They're okay. And then it just turned into a huge war between you like cats or you don't. And I'm like, I think in a span of about 30 minutes, my push notifications I got from that question alone, it dropped my battery from like 70 to like 10 in a span of 30 minutes.
What was
That's
great about
how
that
bad my
thread?
phone is.
What was great about that thread, though, is what it was like a massive just like hate on about cats and a few defenders, and then just completely shifted over once James showed up. Oh shoot, I mentioned his name. Once the guy once he showed up and said, "I'm just here for the coins," and then we just sat there talking about coins. Then it went back to cats for a little bit, now we're back to coins.
You should have talked about Meowth. I think that should probably be that would have brought everything full circle, cats and coins.
The most comments I've seen from one of my friends is, if you're looking for a lot of answers, they made a comment on Donald Trump. They go well over 100, and there's just these long-winded people like putting their political ideologies. They can't fit them all in one comment. So there's like 5 boxes of them saying, like in their little me voices. Socialism is for the masses. We need to reduce the deficit. And blah, blah.
Nice.
So, if you're looking for just, to get a lot of hearts or comments, just put something about not even Donald Trump, I guess the election season in general, and watch people go run wild with it.
Oh, I made the mistake of that once, and I just said to myself, okay, no more politics or stuff about religion or anything like that, the same way when you go to like a dinner table. But you mentioned about the voices on there, and when I had to choose my voice for my me, which by the way was a neat little feature on there, but I couldn't really decide on mine. But afterwards, I said something like, oh, my voice is like a cross between like HAL 9000 and Siri had an illegitimate baby, and that's the result of it. But in the end, the better comparison would be a broken speaking spell. That's basically what it sounded like. And it terrified me. That's where I had to mute everything because I'm like, oh wow, this is creepy.
I gotta say, in terms of voices, my rule of thumb, some people, most of the people have pretty good voices, but I've got one or two of my friends who have the slowest possible setting, and I swear it feels like 10 minutes to get one answer, because it's like, in that question about flowers to determine how many people, I'm like, back, I just
Yeah,
can't stand it.
Just press and hold the screen, and then your Miitomo speeds up the speech.
I don't know.
The voice, no, I've heard a voice like that. I like those really slow ones, and the best I can say that is like it reminds me of like if you take like the original Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas music and you slow it down, you'll hear the chipmunks in regular human voices, but Dave sounds like a demon, and that's where I catch the vibe from.
That was Alex for a while. Like he just because he did his Miitomo on mute, because he was doing it right before he went to work, and so I went on him and he starts talking and he's just this is the creepiest thing, and like
Yeah, he was.
I couldn't even favorite his comments because he's like I'd favorite he'd be like thanks. I'm like oh, just turn that off.
I forgot about that. Anytime when you press a heart, whatever, it's just like, since mine has a delayed effect because of my phone, it just, yeah, it's like you get somebody to like it, and it's like you get the Lord like, thanks. It's like, yeah, you just like feel like you're violated or something. Like, oh God, wow. Move
Not
on.
favorite of these anymore.
Man.
And banned from friends.
Now,
I get it.
speaking of friends, did a lot of you, once you linked to like Twitter or Facebook or even, yeah, Twitter and Facebook are the only ones on there. And I know people were complaining about why there weren't any other options because I think it's like, well, Facebook and Twitter are the main, proponents and larger like on social media platforms to actually receive that. And it makes sense. But when you started making friends, and I had mentioned the beginning of the show was like, most of the time I've just been pressing accept friend, accept friend, accept friend. Do you get a lot of friend requests from people you just really don't know?
Yeah, that was like half of my friends are the team, and then the other half are just random followers on Twitter, which is fun. I got to do some of this new people. Like, I got to know a little bit more about Australia, and I got to know a little bit more about, yeah, just Australia, I think.
I
I was gonna
wish.
say Jen, but Jen is Trev's wife, so that's not it.
Yeah, that was one of the cool things with Miitomo. I gotta admit, a lot since she's joined, a lot of my stuff is just kind of flirting with her on Miitomo. It's
Yes, it is. You guys gotta stop
wait,
that, or I ban you both.
it's like that
You're
commercial where the
flirting with people
couple
in
are
Miitomo?
you guys see that commercial, the couple are at the dinner table with their phones ignoring each other, and then under the table they're like playing footsies. So, but it's like we'll be laying in bed and just be like messaging like tee-hee, so. But
Yeah, the
it's
two.
also cool because now she's getting to know like a lot of the pure Nintendo crew, which she's never really, short of me telling stories, she's never really got to do that. So, so that's been a cool thing. But I was gonna say, concerning friends, I wish like we're friends with requests from people you don't know. Sometimes I'll get a request. And it'll say, oh, you have seven mutual followers or mutual friends. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But then it won't show me who they are. It'll show you like the first name alphabetically. So then I'm trying to think, is this somebody I know through pure Nintendo? Is it somebody I know? How do I know this person? We have all these friends in common. Where have I interacted with them? And that's something that I'd like to see. I'd like to be able to see when we get requests like that, what friends do we have in common? If it's the pure Nintendo crew we have in common, then yeah, come be my friend. If it's people that are more just kind of random acquaintances, I'll probably still accept the friend. Truth be told, I haven't turned any down, but after I've got a few dozen, and it does, for the sake of time, you can't click on everybody. So.
Oh no, and that actually brings up one thing as far as the design, designs and like the whole setup of Miitomo that really kind of bugs me. Is when you're actually clicking through friends though, it's essentially its own little window. Like you press on one person, accept yes or not. I want that option where it's just like, hey, I can click on these individually and accept them all, and not have to go through the same thing. Also, this is also, I think, I really does not come prevalent in other Nintendo's mobile games, is it just seems like after I go outside of the app and I come back into it still has to load from the title screen and then back to where I guess that was. And it's a just an troubling inconvenience that I feel like other mobile developers have long since gotten this over the head. But I mean, but then again, I guess people don't really care right now because it's, Miitomo is a resounding success so far, 2 weeks in.
Yeah, I would like to see eventually sort of like almost like a forum setup. Like I'd like to be able to mark, if there's new comments, because they're gonna, they always show you red dots. Say I gave a heart on a comment, like about, Harrison, why your thought on cats. I don't necessarily want to read, 40 replies on that, after a few days, I might have had my fill. I'd like an option to mark like all red, similar to like a forum might have, and then refresh it and have stuff I genuinely want to see. I'm still getting updates on comments that people have given the first day it went live, and it's like I no longer care about wheat bread. It was interesting the first day. I've said my piece, and now it's done. Especially if the comments are from people, that aren't mutual friends, people I've never met. I don't need to know what you think about wheat bread.
It seems like Trevor cares more about gluten-free bread, whatever. It's like, I want to hear about other types of bread, okay?
The more I do this podcasting and stuff, the more I think the two different versions of the podcast that we put out should have two different titles. So the video version will be episode 89, Miitomo, myself, and I. But the audio version is just going to be episode 89. We don't care about wheat bread.
That would be good. What was the last one? It was I can't even, or
Episode 88. So fleek, I can't
yeah,
even.
on fleek. Wow, we were really on target on that one.
I think so. Wouldn't we be fleek on that one? Like fleek on fleek?
It's on fleek, I believe. That's not just fleek, on fleek, I believe.
Oh, so the whole term is on fleek?
Consulting the Googles again. I can't believe I'm looking this up again.
It's
Yep, it's on fleek.
on fleek. Wow, so you know what that means? That means Splatoon even used it wrong. Because I still got that picture, and she still wrote Team Snowbay is so fleek. So she didn't write so on fleek. It's so fleek. So apparently she is off fleek.
So you know what this means? There's a Miitomo question. I think I just saw today. Like, what's a buzzword that you've heard that you don't get or you think is, I can't remember exactly. That's what I got to put for my answer.
Fleek.
People who say fleek or on fleek or whatever, whatever it might be.
Oh
Jeez.
boy. So back to me talking once again. Let's reel this back here. But I mean, for the friends, like I'll accept most friend requests, right? But it comes back to the same problem that I've had with everything else, which is if you don't offer me coins, I have no motivation to go any further with the game.
You're a monster when it comes to that. Like, wow, you're using coins to buy your friends. I can't believe you.
No. See, you got it backwards. I'm using friends as a tool to get me more coins.
Doesn't sound any better.
It doesn't, but at least it's correct.
Well, you know what? I mean, in fairness to you, like when I checked in, I've used it daily, so far anyway. I think it'll probably eventually turn like a Badge Arcade where I check in maybe, every few days. But there's the core group of people who I'll always check in. Pure Nintendo people, I'll check in with my wife, I'll check in with, and then there's those, friends who, I'll kind of just, skip over or maybe check every few days.
Wait, so when you mean check in, do you mean like you're going to their like little Miitomo apartment or house?
I'll click on them to see what new comments. Depending on how interested I am in the individual, obviously, coworkers, it's fun to know these things, because we interact often. And like I say with my wife, a lot of times we'll just use it to flirt and give little goofy comments, but
You're already taking your use of Miitomo a lot farther than I am. I mean, I checked into people's places every once in a while in the beginning, But now it's just become such a time commitment to something that I just don't feel like the reward is enough for me. Like, I understand the coins are here and there. Like, I'll get my initial coins from answering questions and commenting on other people's posts. And then after that, like, I'll hear some interesting tidbits here and there. But then, like, I look at my watch and I go, oh, I've got things to do. And,
You
better
have
things to
real
do
people
than.
things to
Yeah, I have real people things to do instead of just watching my virtual representation of myself, talk about, why flowers means people he's going to go out with.
was a weird
But you
question.
can
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mitomo. I really feel like I don't know if I can use the term that I'm thinking of right now to talk about how I just put 108 flowers, and apparently that's how many people I'm going to go out with.
When I first answered that, before realizing what it was, I wrote, "I think I'm allergic to flowers," thinking, it's a funny answer. Then I find out, and I'm like, "Geez, I better edit this, or people, who knows what they're gonna think about me? Like I'm some kind of,
He's
recluse or
totally
something."
gay. Do you all feel
I
like
went and
the
fixed
more
it.
do you all feel like the more questions that you answer, though, Mitomo sort of just kind of gets to know you better, as in like it starts asking you way more personal questions? Like I think one time I could have swore that, I'm not sure if it asked me, but it said like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, I'm at work, which okay was a no-no for me to answer there. I feel like at some point it's gonna ask, you tell me like my me is gonna ask me like, so what are you wearing right now? I'm like, okay, this is a little like a voyeurism here. I'm not gonna answer that.
It's like the Xbox, it's spying on us. It'll sense when you enter the room somehow from your camera.
But I want to say though, while exploring me, tell me a little bit more. Would all of you kind of agree that this is, would you say this is more of a scaled down version of Tamagotchi Life, or more of an extension of it?
I have not played Tamagotchi Life, so I could not tell you.
I mean,
I've only.
this is done by the same guy who did Tamagotchi Life, Sakamoto, who is of course, the co-creator of Metroid. So, I mean, this is he's doing things so far right now as far as places.
He's working, all right. He's working on games. Just not
I
the
look
one you
at.
want.
We don't know. We don't want it until we played it. Let's hold out. I look at Mitomo kind of like. It's weird. It's in a way. It's like. Kind of what people wanted Miiverse to be. Like, if you go on Miiverse, a lot of times the comments aren't on the particular game. It's people chewing the fat. And of course, as you guys, probably know, if you go on Miiverse, they're very restrictive about sharing any personal info. A post will get deleted, you'll get warned. And now here we have Miitomo, which is kind of like, oh, this is what I wanted to use Miiverse for. And now I can share personal information. And not only is it not frowned upon, it's encouraged. So I don't know if that had anything to factor into it, but I would imagine Nintendo, perusing Miiverse and seeing how much of the chatter is more social media in nature, maybe, did this as a sort of extension of that.
Yeah, I think like I said, it's this mobile app that they have is, that experiment in terms of like social media space. But I mean, obviously the ideas and the DNA, no pun intended, of Tamagotchi Life is in Miitomo. I mean, that's where it is, and who knows, probably future updates we're probably gonna get, the room that we're in, we get to be able to decorate it, or we'll be able to, who knows, venture outside the house. Which kind of scares me thinking about it right now.
I need to stop you right there, 'cause where are people getting these stereos? That's what I want to know. You talked about furniture. People have
it's
stereos.
based it's based I think on your personality. Are you a outgoing daydreamer? Are you a creative idealist? Or because I've noticed when I've gone in, I think it's color coded on your friends list, or at least you can set it up that way. It doesn't have to be alphabetical. But I've noticed different personalities have different music playing.
So I have to have like an in-your-face attitude to get my mariachi music on there.
I don't know. I would suggest organizing your friend list by their personality and just comparing what track plays for each one. And then once you find your favorite, tweak your tweak your little what do you call that? Little pie chart or
The graph. I have no idea what that's actually called.
graph.
Well,
Okay.
anyway,
So
we're not math wizards here.
is Mitomo saying I'm boring then? Like, it's like he's got no personality. Why would he need a radio?
I really don't know. That's just my own observation. It might not even, it could be more to it than that. I kind of stumbled up on that just by sheer accident because I'm like, oh, they have kind of some jazzy music. And I really don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point maybe they offered musical tracks that you can buy, maybe with Mitomo
It could be
coins.
licensed ones, though, I assume. Or who knows, maybe you could be able to, oh, here's an idea, play the music that's on your mobile device that you have on its hard drive, on the memory, and play it through there. I know that sounds odd, knowing that, like, hey, why would I want to do that when I play it in my stereo, but that could be an extension of it. Who knows?
I'm predicting right now, Mitomo is going to evolve into Animal Crossing. Instead of a village of animals, it's going to be a village of our Mitomo friends. And we'll be wandering around and we'll have little like KK slider music that we can play from our stereo. Our friends of different
And
personalities can give us their music and we can play it at
yeah,
our home.
and then Tom Nook becomes a human being, and his sons try to take over a house with a huge mortgage. We know.
Well, that's when they start having the paid DLC. It'll be headed by Tom Nook.
Or his cousin.
Or
Oh shoot, I messed up the joke. Never mind. Keep going.
Timmy, Tommy, his nephew's there. Or
Yeah.
is that it? They just
Talking
had
about.
a me. I think they just had a me release.
His cousin
And not a
Tomo.
me, an ami an amiibo. I'm sorry. An amiibo is what I meant to say.
But I guess we should talk about where we think Mitomo will go. I mean, obviously we kind of hinted at, expand it. Maybe we'll go outside the house. I don't know, actually. I can't imagine what Mitomo goes. I think it's going to be pretty static for a great big while. I think
Eventually,
well.
they're going to run out of. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no. Oh, what I was to say is, like, as far as Mitomo, it's like I mentioned. Like, I was kind of just tiring of it after about 2 weeks. But who knows? Maybe I'll maybe get a little bit more if I check it often. But it's gonna probably start. I feel like it's gonna start like wade away a little bit. Maybe, and that is until I'm not sure what the reports are, whatever, in terms of like what revenue Nintendo's making from the in-store shop. Or not, but obviously, I mean, there are going to be people working on these updates. I mean, we already got one update, I think, a few days after its release. And the complaints that we even mentioned about it or concerns, I'm sure that they'll be able to correct these things. I mean, this is, again, Nintendo's first thing into mobile, whatever. They're going to have to actually make the necessary tweaks to make this such a better experience. But moving forward, it makes me think, is this going to have as much staying power as any other popular apps, or is it just going to be like that flavor of the month app, and it's just like, oh, end of 2016 year list, or like, hey, you remember Mitomo? Oh yeah, that was a thing. It could go that way, but I think, though, it's even though we may not well, the next game that Nintendo DNA actually partner with it, and this is, I feel like this is a weird way for you to criticize Mitomo, but to actually have an actual game as far as just to, a way to actually interact with friends. That's what I feel like as far as going next forward. I mean, it's a matter of the attention span of probably people with playing Mitomo if they have it long enough to actually, care about 5 months down the line.
I'd like the option at some point when they update it to be able to maybe set up like have more than one friend like in your room. Like right now I like being able to slip in comments about like, what's your favorite magazine? Oh, it's PNM, and get some advertising out. But there might be times maybe I wanna, just have some pure Nintendo chat and not bother logging on to, Slack or whatever, and just have our me's talk about business or like if I'm talking with my wife, sometimes I gotta double check, I might slip in a comment and be like, oh wait, is this just between us or is this public?
Oh, I forgot about that. The in between
Yeah,
Because
because
everybody.
sometimes it'll be like, it's just between us, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna type something, and I'm like, oh shoot, was that public? Delete, something like that. So, or even have the option, to set that up. Do you want your comment to be for all your friends, or do you want to talk one-on-one or just to a select group of friends? Just ways to, tweak the interface, make it more, user flexible.
Yeah, especially to casual users as well. I mean, and I think this is such a big hit. It's not just Nintendo fans or even those who've been waiting to see, to dip their toes in the mobile market. But yeah, there's that casual market that says, I mean, hey, Nintendo put out a new mobile app, and that got people's attention. I mean, I know, what was it, the iTunes official Twitter account advertised it, and even Google's Twitter account to advertise it. So that at least had a bit more reach and help to actually, reach basically this game out. But I don't know. I do feel like the initial, gloss and the honeymoon, it seems like, the hype behind Miitomo, it's somewhat starting to die down a bit.
Yeah, it's
That's just
fading
me, though.
fast. I think if they really do a good job of updating My Nintendo with some cool awards that you can get with Miitomo coins, I think it's gonna, it will drive people to check in. Maybe not every day, but every week. I mean, they already have bonuses like, log on to Miiverse once a week, get this many coins. But I think the rewards have to be interesting. Costumes is not gonna do it for me. I've got one Mii outfit, and that's, I'll change my hat once a day to get coins, but that's really about it. I'd like to see something cool that I can download and play. I think if they do that, offer little digital experiences that you can get, I will keep checking in. But time will tell.
I think for me, it's just gonna have a little bit more integration, maybe with maybe Miitomo's gonna work with future Nintendo apps and games, or maybe Miitomo has some kind of integration with maybe the NX software or the 3DS software down the line.
Like we were talking about what Miiverse was supposed to be or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like if I want to talk about a new game and I don't want to have to filter through a million comments that say first, second, third, or people that draw a scribble, I can just talk about that game with my friends. We can talk about specific things. We can share, a comment without worrying it's going to be flagged as a spoiler, even though it's not, or have to deal with nonsense or trolls or whatever. I think that could be a good, I'm not quite sure how they would do that, but I think that might be a good food for thought.
Speaking of food for thought, anybody else have any comments they want to add about Miitomo?
I think it's yeah, other options for coins. Yeah, I think we brought up there that that's or platinum points. But I do want to say something about My Nintendo though. It's like, is this true though? After receiving the coins and they're good for 6 months?
I have not heard that.
I think I have, but I'm not entirely familiar with how it works. I do think, well, actually, you know what? There's no point in really me going further since I'm not entirely sure. I've heard that certain things will expire. I can't say if it's necessarily games from coins or if it's certain rewards, candy tickets, whatever. But I do think that some things expire. I think if you go on a Miitomo or My Nintendo, I think there's a way to set it up where it'll show you when the expiration date is. So, but I think that's another way. It's maybe a step backwards because, like with Club Nintendo, I could in 2015 or whatever, I could buy a game from 2006 and enter the code and it would still work. Or, I think they did expire after like maybe 2, 3 years, but that's quite a big difference from 6 months.
I don't know. I heard something like, oh, they for these that they're going to actually have a bit of a time limit or in terms of when they expire. I guess that just gives people incentive, like, hey, instead of hoarding all your coins, just spend these off.
I'm trying to wait. I got it. I got it. Point expiration. Points are valid for 6 months after you collect them. When you redeem points for rewards, your points closest to expiring will automatically be used up first. So 6 months.
Yeah, I don't think that's doing them any
That's
favors,
gonna
really.
do them a lot of harm, I think, because that's pressuring your consumer base to buy your stuff, and
And
you
it's
want
frustrating because Club Nintendo's most loyal users, we remember how that worked. And this is another example of, okay, you have a new program that is worse than Club Nintendo. One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, they gotta fix that. They do gotta, 'cause yeah, Club Nintendo, your coins were yearly, right? They did expire though, didn't they?
Yeah, but it was like after 2, 3 years, I think. It was long.
Yeah, I think it was 2, 3 years, I believe.
I do want to, I don't know this for sure, but I also want to say with Club Nintendo, like if we get a download code to review, assuming you redeem, if you get the code late, assuming you redeemed it after the game was publicly available, you'd get coins for that. With my Nintendo, I do not think you earn coins
If
if you
you're a
get
review
a
cop, if you have a
if you
review
get a
copy,
press code. I don't think so.
I'm totally fine with that. I mean,
it's an yeah, that's fine, whatever. I mean, it's kind of like
Oh,
yeah.
it's yeah, I'm not saying we should get something for nothing. It's not that, but I'm saying that's another thing. Club Nintendo gave us that perk. My Nintendo does not seem to, So it's not really not trying to be greedy. I'm just pointing out another way where it's changed to give less.
Sounds like you're being greedy.
Well, yeah. And plus members of press, and plus members of the writing press, whatever, are not supposed to receive gifts.
That sounds about right.
it's a moot point really, because usually when we get press codes, we get them early enough so we can have the reviews up before they launch. But there have been cases, for whatever reason, where we get a code, on launch day or a week later, or miscommunication. And I noticed that before with Club Nintendo. It's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. That's a nice little perk. It's not something that came up often, and it's not something that applies to the majority of users. But it's a little footnote on another way that my Nintendo seems a little more restrictive.
Let me ask you a question, Harrison.
Yes.
At any point during his explanation, did he justify the part where he got free stuff out of more free stuff?
No, when Trevor was trying to explain about like, hey, getting like in the old way of Club Nintendo, it's like, oh wow, I get coins for more free stuff. Personally, I think as a member of press, if I were to do that, I mean, if that's, I'm being half serious here because it's fake currency. It's not like, oh, you're being received. I would raffle. I'd go onto Twitter and be like, hey, I got a free Club Nintendo code. First one to answer this question gets it. Or you type in basically the code and they have to guess in the number and you give a hint. You know where I'm getting. You know where I'm getting.
Here's why it was not bad, and this is another way Club Nintendo is superior. Because when I get a code, I don't, not everyone did this, but I put genuine thought into my surveys. They're not just giving coins. They want to know what you think about the game, room for improvement. And I would do little mini reviews. I would link to reviews on Pure Nintendo. I would say to see detailed thoughts, see here. But in sum, I think this game is XYZ. I would give them consumer feedback, in traditionally market research, you get paid for. That's not my rule.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. So that was a form of market research,
Just keep digging that hole, Trevor. Just keep digging that hole.
And now with my Nintendo, they don't have a way to get my feedback like that on games, so.
If only like there was a website we could go to which expressed our opinions about games and the game culture or something like that.
What place exists exactly, Matt? What do they call it?
I don't know, but I think it's on some kind of world wide web, and you can go to like a it's like a house address, but it's on the world wide web address,
If Nintendo wants to get some feedback on why a 30-some-odd-year-old male thinks of, ABC Adventures, I was going to give them legitimate feedback for a survey. Obviously, I know they read Pure Nintendo. They've quoted from us, which is awesome, but that was genuine feedback. That's genuine feedback, and people do generally get paid for market research. That's all I'm saying. That's
They
all we're
do.
saying.
They do. It's just, I'm just saying, if you go to like a review event, or not a review event, but if you go somewhere and they offer you drinks or something like that, you're not supposed to take that because that's trying to sway your opinion about the review, but
Oh, God.
or the story. Anyway, can I
Do
say
you
one
get
last thing?
swag if you go to E3 or PAX? Do you get swag? Do you get like
You get
keychains or?
swag, but you pick that up on your own accord. But
I'm
no,
just
I
saying,
okay. I know. There's one thing about Miitomo I wanted to mention, and I completely forgot. The Mii Photo portion. There's some funny stuff on there, like on Mii Photo online I've seen, and a guy I follow, he does moments in Mii Photo movie history or something like that, and he just puts his Mii face into certain aspects of different movie scenes. And I did see a really good one where, you know, that one meme that's based around Morpheus from The Matrix, where it says, "What if I told you?" They took that scene and inside the reflection of the eyes, they put the guy put his Mii's character's face in there, and he had the exact same reaction that Keanu had in the reflection. It's so great.
The Mii photos are cool. Is there a way to, and this is maybe just something I've missed, like I've uploaded homemade photos like in a reply, like on a comment, but when they're like initially we gotta show this photo off, is there a way to do it if you have a homemade background? Because I haven't found that. I've only found how to do it in replies.
No idea. I barely do the photo stuff.
Yeah. It's fun though. I've done that. And I know like Kaylin did a couple cool ones. I think Alex did. So yeah, it's fun and it's pretty user friendly, I gotta say, which is nice because I know I'm not the most technical guy, but I think they have a nice setup on where you can place your Mii, spin them around, change the expressions. All the icons are very clear, and so I commend that.
I would agree with that. I think I've got nothing else if you guys got nothing else.
I've all Miitomo'd out, it seems like. Unless my phone wants to wake up and ask me and says, "We have a question for you." I'm like, "Oh." But that's another thing I like about it. It's like this whole everybody answers this one question. Let's see what it is. But
It would be cool, just for my final comment, if it set up a way where we could ask like our own questions to our friends. Like if I could set up a specific question and be like, Matt, why do you think Mega Man Zero is one of the best GBA games, or something like that, or pure Nintendo fans, what was your favorite article in this, month's issue? I think that would be a way to keep people engaged. And I know there's, potential for abuse maybe, but
That's where I get to. Yeah, it's like there's that gray area where we're not. But then again, that's what you have with the internet, or what you have with like things like or social media, like Twitter or Facebook. You're going to have that blowback.
Yeah. But if it's with just your friends, not open, because if somebody's not your friend, you can't visit their room. If it's just your friends, maybe even if there was an option, you could tag a post like on Twitter, I have it set up like there might be sensitive media. And usually it's not. I'm not sure how they gauge that. Usually it's something silly, but for an app that's encouraging us to get to know things about our friends, I don't have any real problem, at least not for my friends, because I don't, my friends don't keep it sleazy for the most part.
I gotta say, I was.
That was a little shot at somebody's
Oh yeah,
goodbye greeting.
I've heard that.
I won't name names.
I will say, I was surprised that our Mii's could swear in their answers and in their comments.
Oh wow.
I was like, I had thought
You.
Nintendo would somehow bleep that out or do some weird Nintendo thing about that, like, oh, you can't say that. Oh, this is your one warning or whatever, but
I thought of a great idea that they could bleep it instead of like a usual sensor bleep. They bleep it out with like a Nintendo sound effect, like a coin, like Mario grabbing a coin or a coin block. That I think would justify it.
Yeah. It's interesting too. The pronunciation is generally pretty good, but like I notice a lot of people write LOL and they'll just be like lol, or I forget, I tried to put like, I think I
Well,
was commenting to you, Matt, I put like something and I couldn't get it to sound right, and then I replied on top of that and it sounded even worse, and finally I'm like, I give up, I can't remember what it was, but I think it's generally pretty good, you know.
yeah, it's done pretty well. It doesn't, it can't translate between languages, unfortunately, which that's something I came across in Miitomo, where it's like, and one of the guys I'm following on here is Skyrise, who's Mixed Bag Games. I
Oh,
believe that's
okay.
right. I believe that's right. I don't know. I might have got that wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But the me will be like, hey, you want to know what Skyrise's favorite, such and such is? And then it just goes into Spanish. And I'm like, well, that's not going to help me at all.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if Nintendo will release like a demographic report on how many, like which regions are having the most, and maybe they already have for that matter. I don't know, but which regions have the most downloads. Again, a lot of potential for updates and things like that.
I just want to see the graphs of like Miitomo's longevity throughout all the countries. Maybe a
I can
fun
see it's
thing.
a, I can see it having a little bit more staying power in Japan.
Yeah, probably. It
Yeah,
seems
that's a
like
good
something that
point.
would just kind of benefit well over there.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
good
basing
point.
that on absolutely nothing, by the way.
Oh, well, I mean that the Japanese market are more mobile app driven,
Yeah, there are
you
more
know.
mobile app driven, but I mean, that's not to say anything about Miitomo. I mean, that's a vicious market over there.
That's true. But I've seen it even like with my own friends that aren't really Nintendo centric like we are, have downloaded Miitomo. And maybe some of that is because they associate Miis with the original Wii, which was tremendously popular. I don't know. But if it's a way to get them to look into Nintendo, then that's an effective marketing tool.
Yeah.
Again, time will tell.
Bring them back.
Hope so. Just in time for the NX, maybe.
Maybe. And I think with that, we're going to start closing out the CoopaCast here. We somehow actually got pretty close to an hour in this episode.
Yeah, not too off track either.
Yeah, not too off
Yeah.
track.
And since I tend to be the one person who does do that, sets that off.
Anyway, I would like to thank you, Harrison, and you, Trevor, for joining me for this episode of the CoopaCast.
Thank you. No, thank
Absolutely.
you.
Always fun.
I would also like to thank our listeners for tuning in to the CoopaCast this week. If you have a question for the CoopaCast, you can always email us at podcast@purenintendo.com. You can also talk to us on Twitter. I am at purely underscore Matt. Harrison is H. Melfield. And Trev is at Trev G1.
Underscore G1.
Trev underscore G1, excuse me. And all of us together are at Pure Nintendo. So, if you want to hear more of the CoopaCast, you can always take a look at our YouTube page, youtube.com/purenintendo. And for our audio listeners, you can always go to iTunes and look up the CoopaCast. And for anyone else, you can check out our audio collection at purenintendo.com/podcast. And
Can I give
finally,
one?
what's
Oh, I'm
up?
sorry. I just wanted to also give a shout out to another means to contact. If you had a question for us or an opinion on Miitomo or whatever, we also have question block at purenintendo.com, where your comments could appear in a future issue of PNM.
There you go. So, finally, for more news, reviews, and features, please check out purenintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone.
See you, everybody.